I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth, and in today's video, I'm going to be talking to you about I ignored her, so she pushed me away. Okay, so one of the things you have to be aware of in relationships is your partner's needs. And when they're trying to communicate to you and they're making a bid, they're making an effort to try and connect with you, you have to be able to recognize that. And you don't want to ignore that, because when we ignore someone, it literally causes us physical pain. That rejection, it feels like abandonment, it's very hurtful, and the more we experience it, the more we kind of want to give up. You know, if someone continually reaches out and tells you what they need, and you're not listening, and you're not in tune with them or what they need, and you don't give it, eventually they just get tired, and they say, I can't do this anymore. This is why we're always talking to you about relationship skills and doing the work, working through your own issues and becoming a better, more skilled partner. Obviously, the Creative Healing Course and the workbooks are all focused on helping you get through your issues and learning the skills to be a better partner, because we want you to be in a situation where even if your ex doesn't come back, you're going to blow away the next person that you date. And you're not going to make the same mistakes that you did before and turn people off. Because the mistakes that we make just make other people less interested in being around us. And it's hard to hear it, but it's the truth. And so you got to be accountable for yourself and act like an adult and do your best to be a good partner. Otherwise, we face those painful breakups and they are awful. So it's best to learn while you're in no contact and you're focusing on something, right? Focusing on the personal growth feels good and helps you get ready for if and when your ex comes back. And if not, you're going to meet new people. Today I got a really good email coaching. And this is from a couple that were dating just a little bit over a year. And he's been in no contact for a little bit over a month now. Now in their early 20s, and he admits that he reached out to her a couple of times after they broke up. Now he says, we live a little bit more than an hour apart, but our colleges are about 2 hours apart, so we can only spend time on the weekends. The first 6 months of their relationship were awesome. We were so in love, and the only thing we wanted was spending time together. In the summer, I had a really difficult project. Anna kept saying that she wants to spend more time with me. This is important. She's trying to get his attention. I want more time with you. I kept saying how important this project is because our family invested a lot of money into it. Okay. He's in a tough position, right? Because his family invested a lot of money into this project. But when you're saying how important the project is, it almost feels like you're saying this project is more important than spending time with you. That's how it's going to feel. It's going to hurt in that way. He says, I was calling her at 10 or 11 at night. And we would talk for maybe 30 minutes only. And we were tired. Okay, so that connection isn't going to last so long. It's not going to be so strong when you're struggling in that area, right? We chatted to each other during the day, but I responded to messages very slowly. Before college, she invited me to go on a trip with her out of the country. I said I can't go because I am the leader of the project. So she probably was really disappointed at that point. She probably just felt really sad and really hurt and just, you know, it's painful. You know, I know it wasn't intentional and he's got responsibilities, but it's still painful for the other person. Those 14 days were so difficult because I missed her so much. I cried over the decision of not being able to go with her. I asked her if she has any plans for anniversary day. She said, no, I don't have any. I bought her jewelry and flowers and planned to spend time with her watching a movie and cuddling. When the day of the anniversary came, she called me at 8 p.m. Where was I? You hadn't communicated? You hadn't set plans for your anniversary? You could see why she'd be frustrated. She's already been feeling neglected. She's already been asking for more time with you. And now on your anniversary, where are you? Got to be aware of these things. I said that I was driving to her place. And then she said, go home. We are done. She's hurt. She's angry. Where are you? I've been expecting you. You're not here. I thought you were going to be here. All of those things, that's probably how she was feeling, right? I didn't take that seriously and kept driving. When she opened the door, she was well-dressed but crying. I kissed her and gave her flowers. She thought that we were going out for dinner. I said, why didn't she tell me that she wants to go for dinner? Isn't this normal for celebrating an anniversary? So there's some confusion of the plans here. He was expecting just to hang out and cuddle and watch a movie, and she was expecting to go out for dinner. This miscommunication really led to a big blow up when she'd already been feeling frustrated. I said that I had planned to cuddle and watch a movie together. She started to cry for about an hour. I couldn't calm her down. Then we did as I planned. You should have been like, I know I'm late. I'm so sorry. Let's go to dinner. I want us to go to dinner. I know you must be hungry. In December, I started being pushed away from her. We were driving home from a date when she got a message from a schoolmate saying, I will call you in 10 minutes. I asked her what was going on, and she told me she was confused. Well, that tells me she's confused because she's got feelings for someone else now. After a week, I spent the weekend with her. Before going to sleep, I told her that I love her and I'm so happy to be her boyfriend. She said that she didn't know about her feelings. See, now you're anxious and you're coming on too strong. I asked her if she's going to break up with me. Now she's really going to want to break up with you. No, I don't know. That's what she said. I don't know is the real answer. Or maybe it was no. Or maybe it was both. We spent New Year's Eve together. At the party, she asked me how I was feeling. Okay, I said, but I kind of felt awkward because people were there that I didn't know. She started to cry. I calmed her down and said, it is okay to me if she feels okay. After 2 weeks, we agreed that she would spend the weekend at my place. She was invited to parties on Friday and Saturday. And she would come on Sunday, but she didn't. The excuse was that I didn't text her to come. Was that an excuse, though? I mean, I think this girl's already feeling like you don't care about her. You're not communicating well. You're not even communicating the anniversary plans. And so I don't know how much that really is as an excuse that you didn't text her. I guess she's feeling like I should have heard from you a little bit in that time before committing to our Sunday plans. In the week coming, I was feeling that she wanted to break up. I just felt it. Yeah, you could tell. She said she will come to me on Friday. She came and we kissed and hugged. Then she asked me, what are we going to do with our problems and our relationship? I said I want to repair things and continue the relationship. But she wasn't satisfied. Wonder what she was looking for there. She asked me 3 more times that question, but I always answered the same. Then she wanted to go home, and in the car she asked me 1 more time. So this girl, it sounds like she wants to break up with you, right? Because she's saying, what are we going to do about our relationship? And the answer you're giving her was not what she was looking for, or not on the same page as what she was thinking. I said the same, but she said she didn't think so. Then I said, look, I can feel that you want to break up with me. And she started to cry. She said, look, I can't take this anymore. It's too much for me. I'm very worried about you. I'm guessing because she doesn't hear from him enough. With tears in my eyes, I said, drive carefully, and we see you when we see each other. I don't think English is his first language. I went straight to bed. The next day, my anxiety exploded. I couldn't sleep, so I went to her. I called her 10 times and got no answer. Then she answered, what is wrong? I said, I can't do it anymore without you. She said that we can talk tomorrow because she was at a party. And it was 3 a.m. in the morning. This is not going to be good. You can already sense it, right? The next day I went to her and we talked. At first she asked me if I wanted to stay, but then she canceled that option. We kissed and hugged each other, and I saw that we can solve our relationship. That's how he wrote it. I guess he's saying that we can solve it, solve our issues. Before leaving her house, she said, Alberto, try not to text me anything till Friday. Interesting. Try not to text me anything until Friday. Well, if somebody said that to me, I definitely wouldn't text them. At least till Friday. She was sending me Snapchats, looking happy, and I knew that we were going to solve the problems. On Friday, I texted her, when will she be at home? On Friday, I texted her, when she will be at home to text me. She texted me when she got home, but I couldn't call her. I was in a meeting. I texted her that I have a meeting and I will text her when I finish. She replied, no, you don't have to. I'm going to be fine. My anxiety exploded and I started to shake. When the meeting was over, I immediately sat in the car and drove to her. Boy, he's probably overwhelming her by these calls and just driving to her place. I was breathing very fast, and my mind was very foggy. He was very anxious, as we could tell, right? I opened the door of the house, and I walked in very hard. I went upstairs and fell to the ground. She ran towards me and asked me what was wrong. I said, I can't do it. My life is lost without her. You can't act like this, okay? These things turn women off very quickly, okay? Confidence is so important in these situations. She's already lost attraction for you, already confused and has feelings for somebody else. And then you do this and it makes you look, you know, I hate to say it, but in her eyes, she sees it as weak or, you know, needy and, you know, it's really unattractive behavior, okay? Not trying to be mean here, but turns people off. I was crying and saying that I will do anything to be a couple again. Yeah, this is really bad. She was on the fence about you, but this is really gonna turn her off. And part of me wonders if it's a biological thing, that maybe there's something hardwired into us that when people act like this, it scares us, that we're afraid they're going to lose emotional self-control and maybe hurt us. You know, it's just something that I've been pondering when I see stuff like this. She said that she wants to, but she lost feelings for me, and she wants to be single for a few years. I don't buy that for a moment. She wants to be single for a few years? No, she's just telling you that so it doesn't hurt your feelings. And that we can be friends. Okay, but what does that mean, friends? When we calmed down, we started having fun and laughing. Then we hugged and kissed. I said, I want you to be happy. She said, Alberto, you know that if you're kissing me, you're going to make the process even harder for you. See, he thinks the kissing means we're getting back together. And she's like enjoying the kissing, but thinking this is only going to make him worse. He's already saying he can't live without me and do anything for me. And now he's going to be devastated if I have feelings for somebody else. I said that I know, but I really love you. Oh boy, this is going to overwhelm her. She's going to feel bad about this. Before leaving, I said that I'm going to remove her from Snapchat and unfollow her from Instagram to get over it easier. She said, okay, you can do it, yes. She said, I still know when you have a birthday to visit me. I guess she's planning on visiting for the birthday. Then I found your videos and they calmed me down. In one of your videos, you said you need to post stories of when you are happy. Okay, I don't remember that particular video. But you've already removed her from social media. So, I mean, not that she couldn't look, but I don't know what your privacy settings are or even on what social media might be, Instagram and Snapchat. That maybe there's some others too. Okay. I posted two stories from the party. 3 days ago, I saw that she unfollowed me on my Instagram and changed profile pictures twice during no contact. I know, isn't it weird that somebody changes their profile picture and somehow that is feels very personal? Like, oh wow, they're moving on, life is going on without me, even though they're just changing a profile picture. I felt that way before too. It's not that big of a deal, it's just a profile picture. Her mother still follows me on Instagram. Okay, so maybe she logs into mom's account to watch you. Is there a chance of reunion with her after two reach outs by me and her unfollowing me after 4 weeks of no contact? I want to get her back. How to behave if she reaches out to me on my birthday? I'm very grateful for your help. Okay. Oh, he also said, how do I show her that I've changed? Well, you haven't really changed yet. It takes time to change, you know? It's like if you go to the gym and you've been going to the gym for 3 weeks, have you really changed? Maybe you're a tad bit stronger or more in shape, but it's going to take months to get in shape. And the same way with emotional health and mental health. You're not going to magically have attachment issues that you've had your entire life disappear in a matter of a couple of weeks or even just a couple of months. You got to really do the work. Go to therapy, do the workbooks, do the creative healing course, obsess about the videos. You know, we have over 1,000 videos. And, you know, volumes 1 through 10 of the workbooks are just under 600 pages. And the Creative Healing Course is probably twice the size of volumes 1 through 10. So you could be working on that stuff for 9 months easily, maybe even a year, depending upon how quickly you work or how thorough you are. But, you know, you're going to have to show her you've changed when you get in front of her and start spending time with her again, but, you know, don't think you're magically going to show her that you've changed. She could reach out for your birthday, and if I was you, I'd say, you know, it's nice to hear from you. Would you like to, you know, get together and catch up? And if she says, no, I think it might be too hard for you, you know, you got to say, okay, I understand, no worries. You know, give me a call if you change your mind. And then you allow her to come back again. She could come back, especially if she sees that the guy that she had feelings for, you know, that he's a loser or he's, you know, selfish or he doesn't really care about her. A lot of different things that could be happening there. You can't worry about that guy. You got to focus on doing the work and blowing her away because, you know, it seems to me like you have a lot of attachment issues and those things are going to come back out. You know, if she, you don't realize that the attachment issues come out a lot easier than you realize. Even minute things, they're coming out. When I'm talking to you guys on the call and I give you that feedback because I tell you, I'm going to tell you things that other people aren't going to tell you because either they don't know it, they don't see it, or they don't want to hurt your feelings. But I got to give you the feedback so you can use it and to fix those areas, right? Because I don't want to see you make the same mistakes that you made that turned the person off to begin with. You're insecure, and look at how dramatic you were after this breakup. You drove to her house, you ran upstairs panting, you threw yourself on the floor crying, I can't live without you. I mean, that's pretty extreme. I mean, yes, people, you know, beg and plead and do grand gestures, but this is pretty extreme even for that kind of situation, you know, throwing yourself on the floor like that and crying and, you know, all those kind of things are only going to turn her off. So leave her alone for now. Really work on becoming more secure and confident. If she reaches out, try and set a date to hang out. She may say no. Don't act upset. Say no big deal. And let her see, oh, wow, he didn't get upset when I said no or I didn't think it was a good idea. And then she'll probably process that and think about that for a while and reach out again. But, you know, I wouldn't do too much on social media right now. That's just, like, not really the important thing. What's really important here is figuring out your insecurities and fixing those things, okay? Because you want to come across as really attractive and confident, and it's not easy to do, especially when an ex is going to be testing you, and I think she will, okay? So hopefully you found this video helpful. Of course, if you want to get my help personally, you can get it on my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth, and I will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.